What's up with this week? Grand Tour 的最新一集刚刚上映，除了 Jeremy 的脸看起来越来越像奶奶以外，内容还是跟以前一样的棒。不知道 Grand Tour 的朋友们，这是一档快拍了30年的一个汽车节目，非常的夸张，他拍了30年竟然，而且可以把汽车节目拍得如此的有趣，我觉得是一件非常困难的事情。他的前身叫 Top Gear， 大家有兴趣的话可以在哔哩哔哩上看。So Grand Tour has finally issued a new episode this week. And apart from Jeremy Clarkson's face becoming grandma-ish, the show is still epic. It's astonishing since this show has been running for almost 30 years of three guys talking about cars. It's unbelievable. 言归正传，过去的两周里我们分别聊了北京和上海的居住、出行和美食。那这一集我们来聊聊两地有什么好玩的。Anyways, over the past 2 weeks, we talk about living, commuting, eating in both Beijing and Shanghai. And in this episode, we'll move up the Maslow triangle. We'll talk about the fun stuff.作为两个中国最重要的城市，在玩乐方面也是各有特色，这就看你想要玩什么了，因为两个城市的个性还是蛮不一样的。总体来说，我把它们分为两派，上海是 the present 现代派。在上海你可以感受到一切最新的事物，一切所有与世界接轨最新的事情，是一个非常 exciting 的地方，它同时也是一个中国和西方的一个 fusion。而北京是一个 history， 它是一个历史派，你可以深入了解到中国的历史和文化。Being the two most important cities in China, they also have their own characteristic in terms of entertainment. It depends on what you are into, because the personalities of the two cities are quite different. Generally speaking, I divide them into two groups. Shanghai is a cosmopolitan city that is a combination of modern China with a long-time European influence.In Shanghai, you can find all the latest things. It is a very trendy city. And on the other hand, Beijing is the history school. You can deeply understand the history and culture of China. Beijing is 两朝古都，它拥有故宫、天安门广场、八达岭长城、颐和园、北海公园、天坛公园、南锣鼓巷、十三陵、皇家园林等等等等。除此之外，你还能看中国最好的大学，就是清华河北大。北京的历史建筑和历朝的古都都有关系，这些古建筑群真的会让你叹为观止。Beijing has been the capital of China for some 8 centuries. You could visit and be part of the history, literally.There is the Forbidden City, Tiananmen Square, Badaling Great Wall, Summer Palace, Beihai Park, Temple of Heaven Park, Nanguo Guxiang, Tombs of Ming and Qing Dynasty, Royal Gardens, etc, etc, etc. And also China's top uni, Tsinghua University and Peking University. And on top of all that, there are many historical buildings in Beijing, in the city, that are from the past dynasties. And trust me, you'll be amazed.With the ancient buildings. It's really pretty. 除此之外，北京也拥有非常多的大型博物馆，名气大的，比如说故宫博物馆和中国国家博物馆，还有一大堆博物馆，他们全部都是以中国命名的，所以你也可以知道就是他们的重要性，或者以国家命名，比如说国家电机博物馆、中国美术馆、中央美术学院美术馆、中国钱币博物馆、中国人民革命军事博物馆、中国铁道博物馆、中国印刷博物馆等等等等。所以在北京你有看不完的博物馆，而且他们都收藏了非常非常多特别的东西。如果你想看艺术相关的一些现代的展览，那你也可以去一下北京的798，那里也有非常多的 artist 会时不时的在那边办展。 Beijing also hosts many major museums of China. The most famous ones are the Palace Museum and the National Museum of China. And also there are a whole lot of other national museums, such as National Books Museums, National Art Museum, China's Military Museum, China's Railway Museum, China's Printing Museum, and so on. They're all branded with China or national to tell you how major and how important they are. And also, if you want to see art-related exhibitions, you can also go to the district of 798, where there are a lot of artists who host exhibitions from time to time.在北京的中国历史和文化的学习，在上海你可以看到在世界第二大战时候的中国历史，在上海你可以看到很多很多中西方结合的产物，比如那些在上海的外滩、淮海路、法租界、英租界上的建筑，又比如在上海的街头，你也可以感受到非常浓厚的中西方结合的生活气息。如果你是想要 shopping 或者泡泡商场，那在北京可能除了国贸 CBD 地区和三里屯之外，其他地方的商业真的没有办法跟上海比。上海会有新天地、K11、恒隆、恒山路等等等等，我不想一举例了，因为实在是太多了。然后又由于上海的城市的设计，上海实际上非常适合休闲，就是非常闲散的压压马路，随便走走穿穿弄堂，就能发现非常非常多好玩的店铺。在晚上的时候，上海的夜生活也是有无数的地方让你消费。上海有着全国最有名的 bars and clubs。Different from studying the ancient Chinese history and culture in Beijing, in Shanghai you can see the history of China during the Second World War. You could see the fusion between China and the West. For example, the architectures on the Bund, Huaihai Road, French Concession, and the British Concession. And this is also why a lot of Westerners will feel easier to live in Shanghai, because the place has a long history of Western influence.If you want to go on a shopping kind of holiday, Shanghai wins this by miles. Shanghai has countless shopping districts, such as 新天地, K11, 恒山 Road. I don't want to continue to give examples because there are just simply too many. Due to Shanghai's urban design, Shanghai is also very suitable for a chilled afternoon. Walking around the neighborhoods, grabbing bites here and there, you can always find interesting shops. And at night times, there is no curfew in Shanghai.The city hosts the best bars and clubs in the country. Two cities also provide international large amusement parks. Beijing has World Trade Center, Shanghai has Disney. This is just talking. Oh, by the way, if you like outdoors, like hiking, running, climbing, or camping.那一定得在北京，因为从北京的市中心到郊外的自然山里面只需要一个小时的车程，冬天的话你还能隔三差五去滑滑雪。 Both cities are also equipped with large international amusement parks, with Universal Studios in Beijing and Disney in Shanghai. And by the way, if you like outdoor activities such as mountain climbing, driving through mountains or camping, you have to be in Beijing, since it only takes an hour drive from the city center to be out in the natureIn winter, you can also go skiing every once in a while. 这样听起来是不是两个地方都有明显的区别？总结一下，北京可能是一个文化学习之旅，你要做好准备，有点像是小时候春游那样，你需要坐车走很多路，到每个博物馆或者景点。相反，上海可能更适合成年人的玩乐。There's a clear difference between the two cities, eh? To sum up, Beijing may be a cultural learning trip, since it's a city that's very spread out.Then you have to be prepared to travel a lot to reach the museums or attractions. And on the other hand, Shanghai may be more fun for adults. It's exciting and it relaxes of new things. 这期节目就到这儿，欢迎大家到我们的 Instagram 上给我们留言你对两个地方玩的想法。我们除了每周更新的播客节目，大家也可以关注 The Chinese Talk Lab 的 Instagram， 上面有非常非常多有趣和有意思的内容。另外，喜欢本期内容的话，请拜托给我们的播客点个赞，你对我们的反馈也是非常的重要。如果想要资助一下我们的话，也可以通过国内的爱发电和国外的 Patreon 订阅我们的栏目，所有的链接都在 description 里。If you have any experience in Beijing or Shanghai, please drop us a comment on our Instagram. In addition to our weekly podcast, you can also follow the Chinese Talk Lab's Instagram for a lot more interesting content. If you like the episode, please do give us a thumbs up. If you want to support us in making more interesting content, you can also subscribe to our podcast through Patreon. A couple dollars really means tremendous to us. And the links are all in the description. Thank you so much. 国庆放假前的最后一周，大家加油。See ya and have a good one.